This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's Man Bites Economic Dog story comes to us from Sears and the federal bankruptcy code. The man who drove Sears into bankruptcy just made a deal to buy Sears in a bankruptcy auction. The retailer's once, and I guess future, CEO, Eddie Lampert, is going to pay just over $5 billion for the company he used to own. The deal does still have to be approved by a judge, we should say that. But as we have reported on this program, Sears has been struggling for a long time. So, why exactly does Lampert want to pour more money into it? Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has that one.
When a company files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, there are a couple ways things can go. It can reemerge with a plan to pay back its creditors, the banks and businesses it owes money to, or it can liquidate.
You're broken up and sold in pieces, and the creditors are repaid in some shape or fashion.
Robert Rostin is principal at Training the Street. Most of Sears' creditors want the company to liquidate, but a liquidation would be real bad for Eddie Lampert.
He could have lost quite a bit of money.
Because Lampert and his hedge fund, ESL Investments, are Sears' largest creditors. They've lent Sears more than $1 billion, and in a liquidation, that could get wiped out. Lampert and his hedge fund are also the retailer's biggest shareholders.
And as an equity investor, there's a good chance that you're not going to get anything back. The equity investors are only paid if the creditors are paid.
So Lampert is making this bid to keep Sears alive. At least that way, the company can still generate cash. For instance, years ago, a real estate firm Lampert owns bought hundreds of Sears stores. Merlo Campello teaches finance at Cornell.
There could be some cash flows that can be extracted, such as the payment of the rent that goes to his pocket.
Lampert negotiated one other benefit for himself in this deal. It would protect him from lawsuits by creditors who accuse him of stripping Sears of assets. Representatives for Lampert declined to comment for this story. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.